Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Continental Extreme Contact DWS 06 Plus. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire. For Thursday, January 19th, we got a great podcast today. Kurt Heelan. He is an NBA blogger for NBC Sports, knows his stuff. We dig into the NBA. It's one of those weird weeks in the NFL where lines came out, almost no line movement, everything static, no real injuries to report. It's to the point where like, all right, here we go. You know, sharp markets, not a lot of movement. However, the one interesting thing I saw this morning when I woke up is 49ers. They were 3.5. Some people thought, oh, they're going to head down to 3. It's Brock Purdy. Went the other way to 4. Niners now 4-point favorites at home with the rookie quarterback. And we'll dig into the games, obviously, deeper tomorrow. But I'm just going to ask you this. Who has the advantage between former guys on the same staff in Atlanta, Kyle Shanahan or Dan Quinn? Dan Quinn saw the Shanahan offense every day in practice. Shanahan saw the Quinn defense every day in practice. The only meeting they've had since they both left Atlanta was last year in the playoffs. And what happened? San Francisco dominated for 3 quarters. They were up 13-0, 23-7. The run game was working. Dallas had no offense against D'Amico Ryan's unit. The only way Dallas made that game interesting was Jimmy Garoppolo had that bad interception, and I actually had to look this up this morning. So with like 10 minutes left in the game, Dallas had 184 yards of total offense. That's it. They couldn't move the football. And then they get the short field and Dallas creeps back into it. Oh, by the way, that San Francisco offense, which ran all over Dallas in the playoff game last year, now has Christian McCaffrey. And is it a big downgrade going from Jimmy Garoppolo to Brock Purdy? Now, I haven't seen Garoppolo practice this week. He was slated to maybe be eligible to play next week coming back from his injury. I think that becomes the storyline. Does Garoppolo see what's happening and say, yo, I'm going to rush back? Or does Kyle Shanahan say, yo, sit this one out, Brock Purdy, he's got it? I know a lot of people hitting me up and saying, Jay, San Fran has beaten nobody. Look at the schedule. Okay. We can play this game with Dallas too. And don't say, well, we beat Tom Brady. The Tampa offense was terrible and broken. They were average at best, under 500. The week before that, they lost with most of their starters to a backup rookie quarterback in Washington. The week before that, they faced Josh Dobbs in his first career start. Remember the Tennessee game? And the week before that, it was Gardner Minshew backing up Jalen Hurts. So it's not like Dallas has beat a murderer's row here. Not that Brock Purdy belongs on the murderer's row, but I'm just going to point this out. Gardner Minshew and Philly went up and down the field. 6.4 yards per play. If not for some bad Philly turnovers, and Minshew was there, there was an unlucky fumble, the ball bounced Dallas's way. Dallas' scoring drives in that game against Minshew, late in the game, 31 yards, 31 yards, and 13 yards. It's not like they were going up and down the field. Dallas led the league in takeaways. And a lot of you will say, oh, that's what defense does. We create turnovers. Do they? Or did Tom Brady just throw an awful throwaway interception in the end zone, no less, that really flipped that game last week in the playoffs? It's tough for me to make a case for Dallas. I know everybody's banking on Brock Purdy's going to turn into a pumpkin. Okay, that's possible. I would say the biggest advantage Dallas has is that DeMeco Ryans is interviewing for 4 head coaching jobs this week. I don't like that at all. I understand he's got to do what he's got to do. That's wonderful. Hey, Houston, if you want me that bad, can you wait till the game's over? This is kind of my priority. What, are you going to go hire Frank Reich? Okay, you're going to go hire. Fine. I'll just look to Carolina or whatever. I don't love that. I understand he's got to do what he's got to do. But I think of all the 4 sides, I think the San Francisco 49ers probably my best one at this juncture. It was Chiefs, but I think it's now Niners. At any rate, let's get to our guest, Kurt Heelan of NBC Sports.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's 2 kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You know a guy.
Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't, he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy.
Let's welcome into Straight Fire. He's been here before. We need to talk NBA. He's one of the best. A longtime NBC Sports NBA columnist, blogger, insider. He does it all. Kurt Heelan. How you doing, Kurt?
I'm doing good. Yeah, I've started doing shoe titles. Just yeah, whatever, whatever you want to call me right now. Like as long as the check's clear, you can call me.
Yeah, I've been there, but myself, my man. it's been a weird NBA season. So NFL started to slow down. You've got 7 games left in the season. More eyes starting to turn to the NBA, and I'm just guessing, Kurt. But if you ask the casual fan, hey, here are the standings, and people look in the West and see Denver and Memphis, what, New Orleans and Sacramento, those are the top. What the hell's going on in the league? And then your simple answer is?
The best teams have started really taking time off, really started slow, really gone. So I'm trying to think of the right word. The Warriors are simply just not taking the regular season seriously. Right? They just, whatever, they don't care, whatever. And they've had, obviously, Curry has missed time with an injury. He's back now. But they're going through the regular season like champions often go through the NBA regular season, like looking at their watch, trying to decide when the games get serious. But after that, it has, look, Denver's always had potential. They've started to put it together. I'm not sure. Memphis was the top seed last year. It took them a little bit to get healthy and get Desmond Bane back and get Jaren Jackson Jr. back, but they're clicking now. Frankly, I think those have been the two best teams. Like, I really, the Warriors are going to have to, they've got some work to do to catch up to those guys, even though we all know, like, they can kind of flip the switch. But it's there's a changing of the guard coming out West because the Warriors can't keep this up forever.
Interesting. Now, how imminent do you think we're talking? Like, if I said, hey, Kurt, I got $100. Give me a team to put it on in the West to win the title. And you look at the odds, the Warriors still have the best odds in the West. That's crazy. So like Vegas not totally respecting Denver and Memphis, or perhaps giving too much respect to the Warriors.
I don't know. Look, just last June, we saw what they can do. Like, I'm not afraid to say, you know, like, oh, hey, they could totally turn this thing around because they could totally turn this thing around. But Memphis, when you talked to the Warriors last year, like, during the playoff run and even during the finals, they talked about how much trouble Memphis gave them. Like maybe as much or more than Boston. And you know, Ja gets injured and they don't quite get there. But I think this is a team that's come together. Like if I were going, I don't think I'd pick anybody over the field in the West right now. But if I were going to pick one team, it would be Memphis, just because I think they've got the defense with Jaren Jackson Jr. They've got the elite offensive problem. I don't know how we match up with Ja in the postseason. Desmond Bane's just flat out underrated by everybody. Yeah. I think this is a deep, good team that can cause you a lot of postseason trouble. And I think they figured out how to start playing in the half court, which kind of that's one of the things that didn't come along. They used to transition and chaos and defense, and we're going to get points that way. Doesn't work as well in the playoffs, but I think they've learned how to play in the half court.
Yeah. You mentioned Desmond Bane. And I'll never forget, we had Fran Fraschilla on the podcast leading up to the draft, and he mentioned Bane as a kid out of TCU who's, you know, well-built for the NBA. His body can come right in and play.
Yeah.
I got to be honest, Kurt. You look, he's averaging 21 points a game. Now, at the risk of pivoting too much, Desmond Bane putting up 21 a game, you're like, what? But they're currently on pace to set a record for most 20-point scorers in a season. Desmond Bane, one of them. I mean, Jordan Clarkson's putting up 20. The list is a little incredible. I mean, Paolo Banchero, we knew he would be good, but 20? Jalen Green, 21? Keldon Johnson, 21? I mean, hell, Kelly Oubre, who has been an afterthought, a reserve, 20 a game. What the hell's going on?
Well, first off, nobody can stop Kelly Oubre. He's an unstoppable force of nature. I mean, obviously. Yeah. No, that has been maybe the biggest question around the league. Like, what the heck is going on? Scoring is up. Like, generally, across the board, teams are scoring more. They're scoring more and scoring efficiently. They're knocking down more threes. That's part of it. But they're not – what the league started doing with advanced statistics and, oh, the death of the mid-range game is – it's not the death of the mid-range game. If you're Kevin Durant, you can take all the mid-range shots you want.
Yeah.
Oh, wide open buffet. Steph Curry, go ahead. You know, the good mid-range shooters, or if you get to your spot, man, if Bam Adebayo wants to hit a floater from right about where the dotted circle is, that's money for him now. It wasn't a couple years ago in the playoffs. It was a problem. He made that. He's like, all right, I've got to solve that. Teams will give guys those shots, but they stop trying to take the bad ones. And I think the efficiency is part of it. But the other part of that is with floor space, and I talked to a scout about this, recently, and he's like, with the floor spacing, everything's spread out now. You're getting back to a little bit more isolation basketball, because if I've got Ja Morant, or I've got any of the guys you were just talking, look, Bane can beat you one-on-one. It's really hard to bring the double, because the five is spread, you know, everybody's spread out. And if I leave this guy, they're two passes away from a wide open three. And it's causing an ability to, for guys to just be able to get to the basket and finish, or get to their spots and finish in a way they kind of couldn't before, because defenses could collapse. But as the shooting has gone up in the league, it's just, you look at Boston, you got a bad defender out there, you're toast.
Yeah.
There's zero places to hide against Boston. And not every team's Boston, but there's less places to hide those kind of defenders now.
So haters of the NBA will say, oh, that's the scoring's up. Everybody's averaging 20 because nobody plays any defense. And to that, Kurt, listen, I've been sparring with people on this on the internet for a while.
Yeah.
I counter that, listen, sure, maybe the defense isn't as great, but I would argue the offense is better than it's ever been. We've never had this much offensive talent and depth. I mean, the league leaders in double-doubles, Kurt, Domantas Sabonis, Nikola Jokic.
Yeah.
The foreign infusion of talent in this league, we've never seen anything like this before. So are you on just like, oh, it's a no-defense era, or are you like, listen, I'm sorry, Jordan era, Kobe era, this is the best the NBA's ever been?
I think the defenses are more complex. For your entertainment dollar, it's what you enjoy. I would prefer this to – everybody's like, oh, everybody looks back lovingly on the 90s and the Jordan era. Yeah, go watch a Knicks-Cavaliers game and get back to me from the 90s. Go watch Mike Fratello and Pat Riley games for a while and then come back to me. Like, those were slugfests, and people fondly remember them somehow. I'm like, no, it was clutching and grabbing and slow and boring, and it doesn't work for me. But my counter on the defense thing also is simply that the defenses have had to get better and more complex. There's only so much you can do, though. Like I said, I think the floor spacing, and you mentioned it, the infusion of talent from overseas helps. I mean, who's our top? It's Giannis and Luka and Jokic for the MVP. Yeah. Tatum is like the first American you mentioned. But even just down the list, it's just the skill sets make it much harder. I was talking with somebody about, like, hey, well, what if they bring back hand checking, right? What if you're always like, oh, used to be able, you know, Gary Payton used to hand check guys. That sounds great.
Yeah.
Because back then, four guys were on one side of the floor and Gary Payton's isolated on Jordan or whoever on the other side of the floor. And everybody could see where the help was coming, could eventually have to come from.
Yeah.
But you could hand check and hold him up till the defense got there. It's not going to be quite the same, because if you hand check Curry, he's going to put a little dribble on, get by you, and now your help is way too far away. There are too many shooters everywhere. We're back to that problem. So I don't think like being more physical on defense would have the dramatic effect. Guys would learn to play through it, and it wouldn't have the dramatic effect people think it will.
Yeah, all these guys who long for defense. Go look at the finals where it was, who was it, Spurs Nets, and it was like 86-79.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Like a third quarter score right now. And everybody, the complaints about the league now, and again, I really do think, and Kurt, I don't want to go on a tangent, I feel like a lot of it is politically driven, like, oh, the NBA and China, and like, you know, it's just all these dumbass haters on the internet. And it's like, really? I can't stand the NBA. Have you watched a game?
I haven't noticed them on Elon Musk's Twitter at all. I don't know what you're talking
about. Never at all. But yeah, I'm with you. I think the league is incredible right now. Now, the problem is, Kurt, as much as I love the NBA, I've got a couple kids. I got a wife. We got a dog. I can't watch the NBA for six straight months. It's not sustainable for my marriage, my health, you know, raising kids. Like, I don't know what your situation is, but can you watch the league every single night?
Well, my situation's slightly different because I get paid to.
Yes.
But, my wife is not a huge fan of coming home to watch Minnesota versus Orlando on a Tuesday night. Like, you know, and
can't get into Paolo Banchero.
We have enough. We have a television set up now that allows my wife to watch, I don't know, Gilmore Girl reruns in one room, my kids to watch some god-awful reality show in the other room, and like I can sneak into my bedroom or the office and catch and watch it on my computer or watch on a third screen or something. So fortunately, but that said, like outside now the trip you didn't need into my life, I think part of the NBA's trouble, challenge going forward is the regular season is too long. It's not interesting every night. It's like, hey, why do I want to watch this? And it's not easy to solve that problem, that scarcity issue. Like, hey, well, let's just have fewer games, which is what all of us think should happen. But that creates a whole financial problem. And I don't quite know how the NBA solves it. Although, note to Adam Silver, midseason tournament isn't going to be the answer. Just telling you now.
Interesting. So you're out on that, huh?
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'll learn to love it, but my gut reaction is that I don't think American fans are going to be that into it. I'm not into the idea, and I'm a soccer guy. Like I'm sitting here talking to you. Nobody can see. I don't know. Nobody's got the video, and I've got my Newcastle United sweatshirt on.
Oh, nice. A little EPL action. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been a Newcastle fan for decades, which is a whole different discussion, but that's baked into soccer, right? The FA Cup and the Champions League and on, all the cups and stuff. That's just kind of baked into that culture. I don't think any Americans are going to care. And by the way, if Boston wins the first, whatever it is, Commissioner's Cup or whatever we're calling this thing next year or 2 years from now, you think they're hanging a banner?
Yeah.
Maybe it motivates team. I'm not opposed to trying it. I'm just not sold it's going to work.
Yeah, I don't know what the incentivization is. That's not even a word, but you know what I'm trying to say.
They
play more games and we'll try to make it interesting. It's a bit of a tough sell. Hey, Kurt, I did look at the gambling odds to win the title, and currently the top three are all in the East.
Yeah,
little surprising to me. I mean, it's been the West dominating the NBA for the better part of a decade, right? And LeBron is playing in the jokey East.
Right. Well, that's what it was. It was LeBron got out of the East for a few years because they were just, LeBron could lift his team past. I mean, that first team he took to the finals against the Spurs had no business being in the finals. They got run out of the building. Right now, I mean, I don't trust anybody in the West. I mean, like I said, I'd pick Memphis. Mm. I can make a case for Denver. Obviously, the Warriors got their case, but I know Boston's good. I know they're playing with a little chip on their shoulder. They haven't been this good yet, but they've got a little 2014 Spurs wounded pride in them, right? Where the Spurs, remember, that was the year after the Ray Allen shot and they lose in the finals, and they came back next year and won 59 or 60 games and just steamrolled teams in the playoffs. Boston's got a little of that. Hey, we're better. They believed, and I don't think they were totally wrong, all things being equal, that they thought they were better than the Warriors. They just didn't know how to execute it yet. I think they do now.
Yeah.
The Bucks can win.
Bucks, Celtics, and I think the Nets are the top three, although the Sixers recently passed them. Sixers are coming on strong.
Yeah, they are coming on strong. In fact, I was just writing up for Power Rankings that after watching them in person, one of the things that leaps out is, and the thing that could take them deep into May or June is that James Harden, Joel Embiid pick and roll is unstoppable. I don't know what you do with that because Embiid can roll or pop, Harden can hit the three or drive and draw. And they've got some athletes around them now and shooters and Tyrese Maxey and some of the spacing they've got. I worry about if you're going to put Harden and Maxey out there at the end of the games, I've got a place to target. I think the Sixers problems are second round of the playoffs and beyond problems.
Yes.
The elite teams can expose this. So we'll see what happens. But I think they're very good. I just think we'll see if they can overcome that problem. And the Nets, physicality and defense, they're a bit untested, but they have Kevin Durant.
You got Kevin Durant. Yeah, you're in good shape.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I know not many people care about the Suns. I have a buddy who's like a diehard Suns fan. What the hell's going on with those guys? I know Devin Booker goes down, but, you know, they had like a 2-year run where they were arguably the best team in the league. And now they're in Lakers territory. I mean, they're really struggling. They're getting Cam Johnson back this week, but this is not a good team right now.
They're getting Cam Johnson back tonight, it looks like, or tonight or next game. And they will get Booker back. That's part of it. I mean, but part of it is that they couldn't step up with Booker out because Father Time has really started to win the race with Chris Paul. Chris Paul has just not been the same guy. And beyond that, the chemistry issues have just not been there's just not this cohesion for a couple of years. Like you said, the year they reached the finals, that next year when they won 64 games and looked like they were unstoppable up until the point they ran into Luka Doncic. There was a great chemistry and blend with that team that right now is just not there. They're just do not look. They look like they need some roster shifting, and that might be at the point guard spot. That might be some more athleticism on the wing, although they and 29 other teams are looking for more athleticism on the wing.
Yeah.
Everybody is, but it kind of reached that point. Whatever that experiment was, it's really, I'll just say that the rumors, the buzz you hear around the league talking to people about what's going on and the chemistry in Phoenix has really gone wrong.
And it's just not
it's
there.
Just coming apart. Yeah. It's just whether that's the DeAndre Ayton situation, you've got Jay Crowder being out now. Remember,
that's
he just
weird.
Left. He didn't get the extension he wanted, was told he's probably not going to start, and just left. And the whole thing is now, it's not smooth. It's not speed bump free as it was for a couple of years.
Conspiracy theory, Kurt. We haven't seen anyone go full on tank for Wembanyama because the league spoke to every team and said, I don't want to see this crap with everybody trading to get in, to race to the bottom that Wojnarowski was, as my dog barks and freaks out. We don't want to see a race to the bottom in the NBA. Don't do this. So a lot of teams are waiting to tank.
Is your dog wearing a tinfoil hat? Is he?
He's not.
I think that there absolutely was pressure from the league. I wouldn't be shocked that if there was, hey, let's not overdo this. Let's not go too early. But I am surprised we're this deep and we haven't seen a team really pivot yet and go that direction. I mean, the Spurs are bad. Houston's, but they didn't have to try. Houston.
Yeah.
Not taking a step forward this year. Orlando wasn't ever going to win a lot of games. Like some of the teams we knew would be bad have been bad, even though they've, hey, Orlando, like you said, Banchero's fantastic, but you put the ball in the hands of a rookie. It's like giving the ball a rookie quarterback, you know, hey, good luck. Have fun, man.
I mean, more like the Jazz.
That's
they
the one.
They had to start.
They started fast. The everybody kind of kept looking at the Bulls, like with the Bulls.
Did they win a couple games, right?
And well, that's what happens. They just keep winning just enough to keep their heads afloat. But I'm a little surprised that we haven't seen, especially like I said, now we're 3 weeks out from the trade deadline. Somebody just go, screw it. Everybody's available.
I'm blowing it up.
Yeah.
Because then you know that's going to cause a domino effect.
Right. And suddenly it's a race. And by the way, it's not, this is a pretty deep draft. It's not, I mean, we talk about Wembanyama, but Scoot Henderson gets mentioned in the Derrick Rose level draft.
I saw that, but I got to be honest. He hasn't played in a while because of the injury, right?
A little bit, but I think he's being really cautious.
Yeah.
He knows where he is in the draft. He's not falling. And even beyond him, like, hold me now. The Thompson twins are good. That's my one 80s band reference for the day.
Yeah. I'm not ready to get that excited about some of these other guys. But yes, I would.
But they're a good play. It's a good draft. So even if you tank and you end up fourth, you're going to end up with a quality player out of this group. So I think that I'm a little surprised we haven't seen it yet. And crazier things that have happened than the league saying, hey, hold off on this. But I still think at some point, somebody's got to start pulling the plug and going, it's just the reward is too high not to take the risk, right? Like the reward of getting Wembanyama, especially in a draft remember they flattened the draft odds a couple of years ago. So
yes.
If you have the sixth or seventh worst record, you still have a reasonable chance. You only have like a 14% chance if you're the worst. Why not?
Yeah.
Because the reward this isn't the Mega Millions lottery where your odds are long, man. If your odds are 10% of getting a guy you can build the franchise around for a decade minimum, you do it. If you're going to be bad, let's be bad and do it.
Yeah, fun parlor game I played with a couple buddies recently, spurred by a conversation we had on here. How many teams do you think would ultimately trade their best player for Wembanyama? And the three definite I would not trade them are Giannis,
Luka,
and then the third one was,
Jokic?
Tatum Jokic. And Jokic were the other two, but Jokic is a little older. He's still under 30. I could argue that one playoff run they had in the bubble was very Jamal Murray aided. Jokic, he's obviously awesome.
I agree in the sense that if you're picking them to make a finals run, what you're really also saying is, Jamal Murray's back. And by the way, Michael Porter's back back is going to hold up and get through the playoffs, right? Like, they're not good enough without all three of them. All three of them together, they have the best offense in the NBA, and they might be able to, their defense has been better of late, but they might be able to score themselves all the way. So I'm trying to think, if I were Philly, would I do it?
Joel Embiid's interesting. He's had a major injury history.
Yeah.
And I believe, let me just double check. He's 29. Yeah, 28, yeah, turning older. 29 in March. So,
Cleveland, I'd still, as much as I like.
Mitchell.
I honestly think Evan Mobley is going to be the best of them in a few years.
Perhaps,
but,
yes.
But it's
someone
still
floated
it.
SGA of OKC. He's averaging 30.
I love SGA, but I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know what the under over is going to be on OKC next year, but bet the over. Like, that team's going to.
Interesting.
They look pretty good this year. Chet Holmgren comes back next year.
He's definitely out all season?
Yeah, he's out for the season. He had
foot
surgery.
I thought it was they were saying, all-star break.
Oh, you never know. He could return at the end. He's done, dude.
We don't need
I'm curious if we'll see him again at Summer League. We saw him a little bit last year.
Oh, the other guy I forgot, Ja Morant.
Ooh.
Now, let me ask you, Kurt. He seems to – we bag on LeBron for, load management, and Kevin Durant always is hurt. Well, you look at Ja Morant. He's hurt every season.
Yeah, and he's – well, so he's the guy you – my worry there, but it's the same worry I'd have with Wembanyama, frankly, which is Ja is slightly built and plays he throws his body around. He is the single most entertaining player in the league. Like, if I'm paying money to watch somebody right now, I am paying money to watch Ja Morant and the Grizzlies. But long term, there's a sense that with that group and with Ja's body and situation, that they shouldn't be as patient as other franchises that we're building, because they can't be. That they need to do this sooner rather than later, because he's more likely to, he's more likely, the injuries are likely to catch up with him and slow him earlier in his career than some other guys. So,
yeah. Kind of like an Iverson or Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, Iverson's a good example of that, where, Derrick Rose was more catastrophic. Iverson was great for a while, and then when it hit the it hit the cliff pretty stiff and hard. And he didn't adapt to it as well. And I don't know, we'll see with Ja. Hopefully we don't find out for a long time. That said, bring in a Wembanyama where the concern would be, but it's exactly the same. How's he physically going to hold up? He frankly needs the Rudy Gobert 2 years of putting on muscle camp. But he doesn't get to do that in the background like Gobert did.
No, the pressure on Wembanyama is going to be big. I've heard LaMelo Ball, he's like 21 years old. He's going to be really, really good. He's already, leading the team. And I'm like, I think they got bounced in the play-in last year, and now they're arguably the worst team in the league. I'm not bagging on LaMelo. I'd rather have Wembanyama in a heartbeat.
I love LaMelo, but no. You want to go down a fun road. How much would you like to have LaMelo over Wiseman right now in Golden State?
Oh, jeez. I don't even know what to make. We can wrap up on that, but like James Wiseman, what is his future? Can they even trade him? What's his market?
There would be a market for him, but it would not be what they... It is hard to give up on a number two pick, isn't it? Like in any sport, like if you've invested the number two pick in a guy, it is hard to walk away and say, we were wrong. Does anybody want him there would be a market for him because some team would be willing to roll the dice that they can bring his athleticism around. He still shows flashes. He's been better this year, but he's a long ways away, and I don't know if he ever gets there.
Wait, he's 22 years old in March.
Yep.
And it looks like he has not returned since December 30th.
He was in the G League for a while, and not because of injury, because the mental side of the game. He's physically gifted, but like the mental side of the game, he just needs reps, and he's just in a rough spot to get reps. Right, it's hard to bring him along, and teams. I don't want to say the Warriors don't do it well. It's hard to do what like the Spurs did with Kawhi Leonard, where, we can ease him in over a few years on a contending level team that's going to win 50 games. The Warriors haven't really done that well with him, but I'm not sure he's made the leaps they hoped. They expected a lot more out of him and Kuminga and Moody this year, and Kuminga's the only guy playing.
We have to, it's obligatory. We have to do it. When the Lakers get AD back and when the Lakers make a trade of Russell Westbrook to fortify the team, is this, what's their dangerous level in the West? Moderately dangerous, they have LeBron, of course, dummy, one of those.
Yeah. I don't think you want to see them in the first round, but I think they're the team, and Dallas is a little like this. We can beat them, but I don't want to see them. Like, it's going to be hard. Like, LeBron's going to cause LeBron causes problems not only because at 38, I don't know how he's scoring like this, like how he's playing like this, but He's so smart. He's just going to pick you apart. Whatever defense you throw at him, he's already seen it, you know, 20 years ago. He's seen everything. You can't throw him off. But I still think there's just too many holes in the game around them. Even if they, whatever move they make at the deadline, it's probably not Westbrook. He's probably there through the end of the year. I mean, it's $47 million. There's no market. Whatever they do, there's just going to be too many. Look, I love Austin Reeves and how hard he plays. They're just not playoff ready.
If he's your fifth best guy, I think you're in good shape. But maybe they're third.
Yeah, that's the problem. And they don't. The shot creation after LeBron drops off pretty stiff. And now you're like, hey, we got Dennis Schroeder.
I'd rather have Lonnie Walker out there.
Yeah, well, exactly. I like Walker, by the way. I don't know if they're going to be able to keep him. I'm glad he got this chance and this opportunity that maybe sometimes a new location's good for a guy. But that's the guys you're leaning on. The drop-off is just too steep after LeBron and AD. That said, they're going to be a tough matchup. And I don't think nobody wants to see them, but because you just feel like, man, I just had to go through six or seven bruising games to get past them so I can get onto the quote unquote serious rounds. That's a tough way to go. But the Lakers, you get their, we'll use the word act since this is a family podcast.
Yes,
they need to get their act together so they can make the play-in and playoff before we have a discussion.
Yeah, well, it's weird. I think they're three games out of the six, but they're in like 11th, if that makes any sense.
They've got a lot of teams to jump. They're not out of it. They need to get on another healthy and then get on another run. LeBron's got them 8-8 while Anthony Davis has been out, which is frankly heroic. As good as you could. Yeah, but it's asking a lot. He seems a little worn down, and he played the back-to-back the other night against Houston and afterwards all but admitted, like, we'd lost three in a row. I needed to play tonight. But my body really could have used the night off. So what are you going to do?
Right. He is Kurt Heelan, NBC Sports. Covers the NBA as well as anybody. Kurt, thanks a lot, man, for taking the time. And enjoy the trade deadline. You'll be a busy man for the next few weeks.
Oh, sleep's overrated.
All right, take it easy.
Take care.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox